If you owned stocks on Wall Street, the odds are you made money today.
The summer rally has officially begun.
There's regulatory turbulence for Alaska Airlines, and how will it affect those who fly the carrier?
The future of the airline's schedule and operations is in their hands.
And Bob Hope isn't cracking jokes, but there's something else he won't be doing anytime soon.
He is not on his deathbed.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Fitka. For high-tech stocks, it was the best week in NASDAQ history. The NAS today gained nearly 231 points, up close to 6.5%, an Everest of an increase. For the week, the index posted a gain of 608 points. Blue chip soared 143. For the week, the Dow Jones Industrials gaining nearly 496 points. Other numbers argue this is not a here-today, gone-tomorrow rally, as Stacy Tisdale of CBS MarketWatch explains.
Analysts were very encouraged by the fact that volume picked up so tremendously in Friday's activity. No matter which way the market has gone in recent weeks, it's been on very low volume, a sign that investors were staying on the sidelines, a sign that the market had no clear sense of direction. The fact that we had big money flows on Friday means that the rally could be sustainable, and many analysts say the summer rally that many have been predicting is now officially intact.
What fired up the market was the latest report on jobs. Unemployment was up from a 30-year low back to 4.1%. Weak jobs could mean a cooling of the red-hot economy, and that may mean the Fed won't have to raise interest rates when policymakers meet again in a little over 2 weeks. Now this.
One wants to be a doctor, one wants to be a dragon. One loves fractions, the other loves recess. Identical twins, different as night and day. And you give them both the moon and the stars if you could. You give them chicken with no hormones and no steroids because you can. Tyson. We're chicken. Quality chicken. Tyson. It's what your family deserves.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Call me now and I'll send you my $30 car vacuum absolutely free, no obligation. My powerful car vacuum plugs into your cigarette lighter and has a 17-foot cord. And it's my gift to you just for trying my 8-pound hotel upright risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it, but you do keep my car vacuum absolutely free. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Big repair job is ahead at Alaska Airlines, fixing the way that the carrier repairs its planes. Federal regulators say the company hasn't been doing such a good job. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss with the story.
After January's crash off the California coast, FAA inspectors focused in on Alaska Airlines maintenance and found problems. 150 cases where maintenance on planes wasn't documented. The maintenance was done, otherwise the airline might have been shut down. But the FAA's Allison Duquette says the lapse in record keeping shows a serious management problem, and the FAA hopes its threat will spur action.
They must fix their system, and they're aware of that, and are... You know, we're hopeful that they will do that quickly.
Alaska Airlines Chairman John Kelly says they have changed procedures and he's confident they can satisfy the FAA.
Where there is a need to make continuous improvement, we will obviously do that.
If not, the FAA says it will start pulling some of Alaska Airlines' planes out of service. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Washington.
There was a late news conference in California on Bob Hope's condition. CBS News correspondent David Dow was with us live.
15 hours after Hope's emergency treatment for a bleeding colon, this report.
There's been absolutely no further bleeding.
Dr. Gary Annunziata says his 97-year-old patient continues to improve and could soon be taken off the critical list.
I think if he were in ill health, this could be a major event. And the fact that he's as strong as he is, as far as his heart and his lungs and his kidneys, is why he's weathered this very well.
Hope is expected to go home within a week and could resume normal activities. Live in Los Angeles, I'm David Dow, CBS News.
Atheist Madeline Murray O'Hare, her son and granddaughter, disappeared in 1995. Now an Austin jury has rendered a verdict in the case. Reporter Robert Wood was in the courtroom.
Gary Carr was found guilty on 4 of the 5 counts against him. He was found not guilty in the kidnapping charge, but found guilty of robbery and extortion, and also guilty of 2 lesser counts. Because he is classified as a habitual offender, Carr could face a life in prison. He'll be sentenced on August 4th.
Carr was not charged with O'Hare or anybody's murder. Prosecutors could not produce a body. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Congratulations! You're the proud father of octuplets.
Octuplets? What is that, like seven?
No.
Looking for a bigger home? Click onto Realtor.com and search over 1.3 million current home listings. And even connect with a realtor. Plus, with Realtor.com, you can find just the features you're looking for. Like maybe a nine-bedroom house. Realtor.com. It's the place to start when you start looking for a home.
This just in from TNN. The results are in. If you like country music's hottest stars, tune in to TNN Thursday, June 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific when Country Weekly presents the TNN Music Awards. It's the only show where country fans vote for the nominees. Stars like Faith Hill, Shania Twain, and Tim McGraw, country's brightest stars, will be performing. Get the full story Thursday, June 15th at 8 p.m. when Country Weekly presents the TNN Music Awards. Only on TNN.
A four-year-old boy is in serious condition after a car slammed into a crowded playground at a Chicago elementary school, leaving the child's skull fractured. Third-grade teacher Sally Welch.
This car just came from nowhere, and we looked around, and we saw it scrambling and screaming, and all the children running. We saw bodies rolling, and we didn't know what had happened.
Another four-year-old girl has been upgraded from serious to fair. 11 people in all were injured when a driver yelling, "I can't stop," plowed into the playground. Police say early indications of the crash was an accident. There's a recall of Jeep Cherokee SUVs. Daimler Chrysler said the airbags might inflate when you don't want them to. The automaker's Dave Wilkins.
The problem is we've had a handful of cases, I believe the number is five, in which that module has corroded after exposure to salt water or road salt, causing a possibility for the airbag to inadvertently deploy.
No word of anybody hurt. Time on the roundup, 7 past the hour.
The problem with high-volume digital imaging is the high cost that comes with it. Introducing the Ricoh Officio 850. Ricoh ends the era of high cost, high tech. Fully networked, it prints on demand and works with electronic files and hard copies. The only thing missing is the high cost. Call 1-800-63-RICOH. We're in your corner.
Looking for daily business news and information you can trust, plus a lively weekend section? Find it in the Wall Street Journal for only 37 cents a day, half off the regular rate. And with Weekend Journal, the Extra Friday section, you'll discover great wines, exotic travel destinations, book and movie reviews, and more. Now get 8 weeks of the journal delivered, including Weekend Journal, for just 37 cents a day when you order with your credit card. This limited time offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-535-7300. That's 800-535-7300 for the Wall Street Journal.
High-powered legal help is on the way for a New Jersey kindergarten student suspended for pointing his finger, gun-like, at another classmate. The Rutherford Institute, which represented Paula Jones, has gone to federal court against the Sayreville School Board. John Whitehead is the president of the conservative group.
Zero-tolerance policies supposedly are aimed at getting rid of weapons and drugs in schools, but you don't get rid of weapons and drugs in schools when you punish five-year-old children for pointing their fingers and going bang, bang.
It was a game of cops and robbers that triggered the fireworks. It was no cigar when Bill Clinton was offered a cigar by German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. At a late-night dinner last night, Schroeder extended to the president a box of Cuban cigars. Those at nearby tables heard Schroeder say, "I'm holding one of Fidel's cigars in my hand that I would like to give to you." Unlike Germany, the U.S. still maintains a trade embargo, including cigars with Cuba. Witnesses say Mr. Clinton looked irritated and then smiled politely. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, June 2nd, 2000. I'm Bill Vitka, CBS News.